The Hasidim and the Anshei Maisa, Taisus Antif brings that it wasn't just anybody that wanted to dance and sing and do all these things. Not everybody was able to do this. It was Dafka, the Gedolim, and the Chachomim, and the Sanhedrin, and the Big Tzadikim. They were the ones that were performing, so to speak. So Hasidim, Anshei Maisa, they were Meraktim Lefnehem. Who's Lefnehem? In front of the people. Like the Rambam brings that the people would come to watch. And these Anshei Maisa were dancing in front of them. Bavuka Shal Or Shebideim. With torches of fire in their hands. The Rav explains, it sounds like they were juggling. And they would say in front of the people, different shiros v'sishpachos. Some of these tzaddikim seem to have a life without averus, and they would say things like, praiseworthy that our childhood didn't embarrass our older years, meaning they didn't sin when they were children. And there are those, the Rav says, that would praise because they were dafka bali tshuva, that our current years covered over our childhood years with tshuva. And they would say, praiseworthy is the one that never sinned, and also the one that sinned, and he had a mechila. Both of them are praiseworthy. Valvim, and Levim would be playing bikinoiris, with harps, uvenevolim, with what's called a lyre. It's just like a small type of harp, but it's spelled L-Y-R-E. And Levim played it, not these jugglers that were juggling with fire. We did not want lyre, lyre, pants on fire. Uvmil tzatayim, and the Levim also played the cymbal, uvechatzoitzrois, and trumpets, uvekleshir b'lai misbar, and all other types of musical instruments without any limit. Achamesh esrei malos hayardos me'ezes Yisrael ezes noshim. There were 15 steps that went down from the ezes Yisrael, which is the regular Azara, to the ezes noshim, keneged chamisha asar shir ha'malos shebetehillim, that correspond to the 15 shir ha'malos in Tehillim. Shir ha'malos, songs of ascent. So there were 15 steps. Shalein Levim omdim bikli shir v'armim shira. That on these steps the Levim would stand with their musical instruments and they would sing shira. V'omdu shnei kohanim b'shar ha'elyon. And two kohanim would stand in the shar elyon, which is the shar nikonor. Sheyored mi ezes Yisrael ezes noshim. That went down from the ezes Yisrael to ezes noshim. So the kohanim were standing right there. U'shnei chatzoytzot b'dayim. And they had two trumpets in their hands. Kara ha'gever. Gever, we know there's a machlokes what that is, whether it was an actual rooster that would automatically make its noise right when the sun came up, or the gever is the actual person that's designated that would announce it's time to do avodas of mikdash. Taku veri v'taku. So now it's daytime, it's the first time in the day. They did tekiah trua, tekiah with the trumpets. The Rav says this is a simon that they should now go and fill up the water from the mei shiluch for nisach hamayim. Higyu lamala asiris. They then went to the 10th step. So machlekes, whether it was 10th step from the bottom, so it was the 5th step down, or it was the 10th step from the top, and therefore it was the 10th step down, only 5 from the bottom. Lav dafka, it sounds like Taisanta brings, it wasn't that there was something special about this step, it's just that they needed to have another tekiah that we're going to soon see, and they needed specifically just a marker to make sure that they had another tekiah, true tekiah, so that's why they did this. Taku v'iri v'taku. So they did tekiah tru tekiah. Higi la'azara, they then came down to the azara after the last step. Taku v'iri v'taku. They did tekiah tru tekiah again. Hayatoykin v'holchin ad shemigiyin l'shar hayotzi mizrach. They did tekiah tru tekiah continuously until they got to the gate that was leaving the Beis HaMikdash to the east. Higi l'shar hayotzi mizrach. When they got to this gate, hafchu p'neim l'marav, they turned back to the west facing the Beis HaMikdash v'amru. And they said, Aviseinu shayu b'makom hazeh, our forefathers that were in this place, acherim el heichal, their backs were facing the heichal. Meaning their backs were towards the Beis HaMikdash. Upneim kedma, and they were facing the east towards the sun. Vehemim shtachim kedma l'shamash, and they would bow down to the sun. Va'anu l'kai neinu, but we have our eyes, ta'kadosh baruch hu. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hayu shaynin va'omer, Rabbi Yehuda said they would repeat it and say, Anu l'kai ulukai neinu. The Rav explains what it means is we are giving thanks on what happened in the past. We're giving hodah. Ulukai neinu, but then on the future, we are putting our bitachon into you. Our eyes are to you.